Today is Monday, October 15th, and tonight is the season 7 premiere of Arrow. Now, Arrow is a show that when it first started, I was disappointed in the overall premise because I actually wanted Smallville to continue. I wanted Justin Hartley to continue as Oliver Queen, as the Green Arrow. I had enjoyed him for the last however many seasons he was on Smallville, and I really enjoyed Smallville, and I was disappointed that it was ending. I mean, yes, it had the comic book after the fact, and yes, I read it, and for a while I thought it was the best Superman book, but that's not the same as the actual show. So when I first watched the Arrow pilot, I kind of, I was cautiously optimistic. You know, what I had seen trailer-wise, it looked decent enough, but I was still a little disappointed that there was this new person I had never heard of, like totally new continuity, that it was not Justin Hartley. I watched the pilot and was absolutely blown away. Just fell in love with the show right away. Really strong season overall. Season one, you know, it was amazing. It was obvious they were taking a Nolan-esque approach. They were taking inspiration from the Christian Bale Batman movies, and that was fine with me. Those are great movies, in my opinion. I think all three of them are great, and so I had no problem with those taking, inspiring this new take on Arrow once I was willing to let go of the fact it was not continuing Smallville. Fast forward to season two and the introduction of Barry Allen, and I was blown away when at the end of episode 9, Three Ghosts that year, that they actually showed the lightning strike. I could not believe they were going to be doing that. It's the first real time of powers. Yes, there was Mirakuru and stuff like that, but there was nothing what I would call really overly comic booky, fantastical about it. And then this was Arrow starting to evolve what it was. And of course, coming out of that, you know, the Flash spun off, and then a year later, Legends of Tomorrow and Supergirl, and then Black Lightning, and which, no, technically they still say it's not part of it, but mark my words, before these shows are done, Black Lightning will appear in an actual episode with some of the other heroes from the universe. I don't see how it's possible he won't. But go back to Arrow, and you know, it's had some ups and downs. I mean, let's be honest here. Season 5, I consider to actually be my favorite season of the show, followed extremely closely by season 2. Both of those seasons, I think they're the absolute height of the show. Season 1, I really, really loved as well. Don't get me wrong, I don't mean to say I didn't. It maybe isn't quite as much as 2 and 5. And then 3 and 4 were more down years. They weren't, I don't think they were as bad as people say, but they weren't as good as the others. And so, you know, it's definitely, when you have a show that's gone this long, you run the gamut of it. They're not going to always hit a home run every year. Last year was season 6. I thought it was split down the middle. There was the half, you know, up until the mid-season finale, which I guess would have been episode 9. And then there was the half afterwards, which I thought was really, really strong. The first half, not so much. The second half, really good. And so I don't know exactly what we're going to get this year with season 7. But here's the thing. I have a feeling that this is going to end up being the last year. Now, I would love to be wrong. I would love to see Arrow go on for years more, but I'm not convinced that's the case. And maybe I'll feel differently when the time comes, but I feel like I'm more accepting of it now because on one hand, I'm already kind of mentally preparing myself for it. And maybe that sounds a little silly to talk about with a TV show, but you got to understand what DC has done on the CW is my favorite thing in comics right now. And I'm a television guy over movies first and foremost anyway, and then they give me a shared universe with legitimate team-ups, both big and small. You got the massive annual crossovers as well as several smaller, only in it for a scene because it just makes sense to do crossovers. And I love that stuff. So yeah, I'm going to be sad when Arrow ends. What Arrow started is absolutely incredible, in my opinion. You know, back of the envelope math tells me that when this current TV season that's starting tonight is over, the DCCW as a whole is going to have somewhere north of like 400 episodes in it. And that is just incredible. And honestly, it's not something I ever thought possible. You know, in Smallville, there's an episode, I think it was called Justice, which basically showed a proto Justice League. And now they don't call it that, but we effectively have a Justice League that does get together, you know, at least once a year with the annual crossovers. And I never thought I would get a shared universe like this on television. It's absolutely amazing to me. And so I'm ready. I'm ready for Arrow to be over if this is it. And some interviews with Stephen Amell have just given me that impression that's going to be the case, that it's going to end after this year. And all I can say is, if that's the case, Stephen Amell and the entire cast and crew can just take a bow in my eyes, because what they started here. And yeah, you could argue it started with Smallville, but the universe that started with Arrow, to me, is an incredible achievement. And I feel like overall, they should feel nothing but pride in the work that they have done. And I think part of what makes it so I can accept it is, at this point, it's going to live on past Arrow. The universe is going to live on past Arrow. Arrow can end this year, but I do not have that same feeling for, say, The Flash or Supergirl. If either of those shows were to end this year, I would be truly shocked and possibly more devastated than I would be about Arrow, just because I'm expecting it from Arrow. So no, I think the universe is going to live on probably for at least 2 to 3 more years overall, maybe even longer, especially if the Batwoman show does end up getting picked up. And, well, they have a pretty good track record for what gets picked up, so I would anticipate that will. And what they're building here is something that, yeah, shows can end as new shows begin, and the history can remain. And I'm really excited about the future of the DCCW as a whole, but I am going into tonight's premiere of Arrow expecting this to be the last season premiere of Arrow I will see. Let me know what you think. I can be reached on Twitter at BrentakPrime.